This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 13th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. An issue with throttle controls on the Eclipse 500 Very Light Jet has moved quickly this week from a company bulletin to NTSB recommendation to the issuance of an FAA Emergency Airworthiness Directive requiring action before the planes can be flown again. The incident which prompted the concern involved a pilot encountering wind shear on final approach at Chicago Midway on June 5th, pushing the power levers forward forcefully against the stops at the start of a go-around, caused both levers to exceed the range of the throttle position signal, resulting in an indication of control failure on both engines. In this mode, both engines default to the last known mode, which in this case was full power. Following one aborted landing, the pilot was able to successfully land the aircraft with one engine shut down and the other still at full power. Eclipse notified customers of the problem earlier this week. NTSB issued its own report recommending the action taken by the FAA yesterday. That emergency AD requires Eclipse owners to evaluate throttle controls and repair or replace if necessary, and also requires the addition of an addendum to the aircraft flight manual. The existing emergency procedure section covers only a single engine control failure, not both at once. The incident aircraft had logged only 238 hours and 192 cycles since new. Responding to engine stoppages on six Boeing aircraft between 2002 and 2004, the FAA has issued a notice for customers flying Boeing 737s, 747s, and 777s, ordering them to check for a potential fuel system problem. The gremlin involved is possible air leaks that could result in multi-engine flameout, which in turn could lead to an inability to restart the engines and consequent forced landing of the airplane. The Wall Street Journal first reported the issue, which applies to over 3,500 aircraft in U.S. service. Both Boeing and the FAA point out many planes have already been checked. The problem is not related to a January incident involving a British Airways 777, despite apparent similarities. Hawker Beechcraft announced Thursday its flagship Hawker 4000 super midsize business jet got final FAA type certification and production certification recently. That allows the company to begin delivering the composite-bodied business jet this month. At last month's eBay show in Geneva, Hawker Beechcraft received a $330 million order from BeJets of India for 10 Hawker 4000s, with options for another five. The Wichita Eagle reports HBC now has 128 orders for the 4000 and expects to build about three per month by the end of the year. Defense Department officials call a U.S. airstrike Tuesday in Pakistan near the Afghan border legitimate and self-defense, and they said they're investigating the attack with Pakistani officials. Pentagon Press Secretary Jeff Morrell said in a news conference Wednesday, quote, "Every indication we have at this point is that the actions were in self-defense after U.S. forces operating on the border of Pakistan in Afghanistan territory came under attack from hostile forces," unquote. News articles quoted Pakistani officials as saying the U.S. airstrike killed 11 members of Pakistan's military. Morrell did not confirm that report. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Icon Aircraft debuts its new light sport amphibian. The NTSB wants more attention paid to bonded helicopter rotors. And ExpressJet makes peace with Continental Airlines. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's CFI Bob Miller. Bob will tell us why we should request and expect flight following. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your Father's Day weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.